The teachers' union calls it a taxpayer ripoff and government boondoggle, fiery language to describe a plan to put the state of Washington in the driver's seat when it comes to K-12 employee health benefits. Ann Giles is an elementary school librarian in Vancouver. She sits on her union's healthcare advisory board.
I think this is a red herring that is leading us away from the real problems that we need to solve right now.
But a new report commissioned by the state legislature finds the current system costs taxpayers $1 billion a year. Right now, each of Washington's nearly 300 school districts contracts for health care on its own. The report proposes to consolidate them under one state-managed system for all 200,000 Washington school employees. That could save money, but there would also be a cost for the state to start up and run the insurance system and contract with private insurers. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.